Hi, welcome back to the Focus Action Week, Building Better Relations with Your Donors. We are already at day two, after quite an intensive day one, I think, where we have been mapping your donors. And I'm not going to introduce myself because I hope we have met in the Facebook group and I hope I have seen some information from you about your donors, your donor persona, and where you think your donors are. So let me just walk you through the basics of the Focus Action Week, Building Better Relations with Your Donor. So we are here because we know that in order for you to attract a reliable, consistent, trustworthy pool of donors that are providing you with resources for your work because they know that your dreams and their dreams are aligned, we know that you need to invest consistently and systematically and intentionally in making sure that they continue to know what you're doing, that they continue to be able to like what you're doing and how you're doing it, and that they trust how you're doing it with integrity and transparency. So we know that this takes time to build up and maintain. And we know that it's needed to invest in quite a number of different relations with different types of donors and different individuals. And so we know that we need to invest time in that. But we also know that it's quite hard in the daily hectics of nonprofit management, nonprofit life, to find time to do that. And that's why we're here together, to build at least during these 7 days a routine that we're starting the day together, and working for, half an hour or something like that to each day together. And hopefully you will have results that will amaze yourself and your team out of the little steps that we're going to be taking. And one of the little steps that we're going to be taking is that you will make a planning for the coming weeks after this week ends to continue with the steps that we have been taking together. And I hope that already the work that you did yesterday mapping your donors will be something that has given you new insights and new ideas and new energy to manage your donors and their donations, and to make sure how you can provide better services to them now that you have a little bit more in-depth insight into who they are. So yeah, this is what we're going to be doing. I'm going to show you later what we're going to be doing today. This is how we're doing it. Just to highlight, the Facebook group is really important also, especially for today. And I want to warn you that on Sunday, the 4th of July, you will receive my final email with the final assignment. And then after Wednesday, the 7th of July, I will take all those materials offline. So make sure that you download everything that you want to download before that day, and that you do all the communications in the Facebook group that you want to do before that day, because I will also archive the Facebook group. You will still be able to search it, but you will no longer be able to post in it. So let's get started with today, because today we are again taking a step in building the basis of your work on donor relations. So yesterday you have started donor mapping, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from you what your new insights are that came out of that work. And today we're going to look at the other side of your basis, and that is, we're going to look at your communication platforms and we're going to audit them. And I will explain you in a minute why that's important and what you need to do. But all the details are again in the worksheet that you can download where you are watching this video. And there's also again an Excel version where you can tick off different elements of the audit. Yeah, so don't despair. There is concrete instructions available as a downloadable. So after today, when we have formed a good basis, then we're going to look at developing messages, at sending messages, tracking responses. We're going to be looking for new donors and engaging with current and new donors or potential donors. And on the last day, we're going to be planning a routine, but some of that planning and some of that routine will already pop up in previous days. Okay, so let's look at day two, step two, audit your communication platforms. And this is just a screenshot of the Excel file that you will find as a downloadable where you can check all your communication platforms against certain criteria or questions that will help you review them or audit them with a sort of outsider's eye. And why is that important? Well, first of all, of course, your communication platforms are very likely the first point of contact between you and a new donor, a possible donor, or a current donor, either by accident because they happen to see something online, or by search because they are looking for you because they're interested in something that you do. And at the same time, it's also something that some donors will really check out. For example, if you are submitting a grant proposal, your prospective donor might check your website, for example, or might check your Facebook account, whatever it is that you are also mentioning in that proposal. And even if you're not mentioning it, they might still try to research you online. Yeah, so it's a first point of contact, and it's something that donors might use for active research if they're interested in finding out more. So it's important that your communication platforms provide clarity to the visitor, the potential donor or the current donor, about who you are, about what you do, why you do it, and how you do it. And also, of course, if you're looking for donations, then you want a potential donor, private individual donor, to be able to find out very easily how they can donate to you and to actually do that online with a few simple steps. And just as a general point, if things are not clear, people will not take action. So if things are not clear, somebody is not going to click and click and click until they might find a contact, they might find a way to donate. If it's not clear, people are leaving. They are going to be distracted and they're going to move to another Facebook page, another website, or another thing that takes their attention. Yeah, so you must be very clear. It must be stupidly clear what you want people to do, whether you want them to donate, whether you want them to understand your why, your objectives, whether you want them to join your newsletter or become a Facebook fan. It must be clear who you are, what you do, why you do it, how you do it, how people can donate, and what you want people to do once they land on one of your platforms. And if it's not clear what you want people to do, if it's not clear who you are, if it's not clear what you do and why and how, if it's not clear how to donate, and if that's not easy, then people will leave and move somewhere else. And that's super important to understand. That people are not going to dig until they find the information. If they can't see it, they will move to another place. So what platforms am I talking about? Well, I already mentioned them. I'm talking about your website, maybe a newsletter, maybe a Facebook page, an Instagram account, a Twitter account, a LinkedIn account, TikTok account, Snapchat account, whatever it is, the social media that suits you and your target group. So these are the platforms where you might have, and hopefully do have, at least one account set up for your organization. So I'm not talking about your personal Facebook page. I'm talking about your organization's, your nonprofit Facebook page, your nonprofit website, your nonprofit newsletter, and so on. So first of all, let's look at the website. The website is super important because the website is something that you own. Facebook is owned by Mark Zuckerberg. If he changes or if his organization changes the rules, then it may have an impact on how you can reach the fans of your non-profit Facebook page, etc. There have been changes in the past that have affected reach and have influenced the kind of posts that are more popular and so on and so forth. But the website is something that you own. So this is where you are totally free in deciding what you want to show the visitor, how you want to show it, and where you know for sure that the rules are not going to be changed by somebody else than you. Yeah, so when you look at your website, you want also things to be very clear. Like in this picture, this is of course clear information or communication tools in an airplane. But you see that it's very clear and it's very little text. There are two languages there and there's pictures there. So I can give instructions as a person in an airplane about what I want people to do who are passing by, aircraft staff who are passing by, whether I want them to not disturb me, whether I want them to wake me up for food or for duty free, I can indicate that. And the same kind of clarity should be visible on your website. So your website should be clear about what you want people to do. Do you want them to join your newsletter? Do you want them to donate? And then it should be super easy. And of course, your website needs to have some basic pages speaking about who you are. So the about page, the contact page, the how to support us page. Maybe you are posting updates as a blog, or that could be text or video or photo, of course. Maybe you have a specific call to action for a specific activity in a specific period, or maybe you have also general information about donations. And is that all in one place? Is it clear? Is it easy to access? How many clicks does a person need to do in order to transfer money to you or to know how to donate things in kind? And what we spoke about yesterday, your website also needs to have a privacy policy that people can look at. This is usually not a main page, but it's a page that people can access via the menu in the footer of your website. And that's important because you are going to use data of your people who are donating, you are going to use data of people who are subscribing to your newsletter, and even you are maybe using visitor data to get insights into which pages are popular, how many people from which countries are visiting, and so on. All the data that you can have access to if you use Google Analytics or a similar program. Yeah, so because you're using data and storing data and analyzing data of visitors, you need to disclose what you are collecting, how you are treating that, and where people can go if they have questions or complaints. And that's your privacy policy, which we spoke about very briefly yesterday. So the second platform that you could have is a newsletter. And there you need to look at the footer, because that's usually the place where contact information is shared, where there's information about other platforms and links to maybe your Facebook page, your Instagram, etc., etc. And there should also, of course, be a possibility to unsubscribe from your newsletter. And then look at the content of your newsletter. What kind of content do you have? Are there links there? Are people clicking on that? How often are you sending a newsletter? Is that once per year? Is that once per month? Is it once per week? What is a good frequency? And you must, of course, look at your readership and your subscribers. That can help you understand whether the content is working and whether people are attracted to click on the links that you provide. And a newsletter can, of course, this is all related to an online newsletter, but of course a newsletter can also be a paper version that you are sending out by real snail mail, paper mail. that doesn't have to be online, even though that is, of course, relatively cheap and easy. For some target groups, perhaps paper works better. And then the last type of communication platforms, which is probably the one that you thought about the first, the social media platforms. So I'm not going to go into details of differences of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. But for all of those, there are certain elements that you have in common where you can provide information that can be either current or old, attractive or not attractive, clear or unclear. For example, the cover photo of your Facebook page or your LinkedIn profile, your Instagram doesn't have really a cover photo. Twitter does have a cover photo, a banner, contact information you can include. There is always space for some bio information where you could have one sentence about the why of your organization. Why do you exist? Who are you helping? What is the problem that you're addressing? And you can also look at the type of post that you're doing. Of course, Instagram, there is some variety, but there's also all the posts might be a little bit the same. You can check whether the posts are on brand, whether you're using brand colors, whether your logo is visible, whether you are using your brand type of sentences, of words. But for example, for Facebook or LinkedIn profile, you can check whether you are mixing video with photo, with text, maybe polls or whatever it is. And also check whether there are once in a while, not every time, but once in a while, clear calls for support. Yeah, so that might be, if you're posting daily, you might have a call for support maybe once a week, so 1 in 7. That could be a good frequency. It depends a bit on the platform and on the people who are following you there. Also check when you are checking your social media accounts, whether there is any engagement, whether people are liking, commenting, sharing your content or not, or whether they're answering your questions. After all, social media are supposed to be social, so they are supposed to be not only you sending information, but the information that you send is seen by more people if people are engaging with it. So if people are liking it, sharing it, commenting on it, then your posts will become visible to more people that way directly, because their friends might see it, but also because your account will increase in value for the owner of the social media platform. Then because it seems that your content is interesting to people, and then they will show it more, the algorithm will show it more to people. Yeah, so that's important to keep in mind, that in social media, it's not only about you sending, but it's about you engaging. So that means also that if people engage with you, you should engage back with them. That's what we're going to be looking at later this week, but you can review this already now in your audit and see whether you're doing that or whether you're doing that enough. Yeah, and if you have a lot of social media accounts, then for this audit, I would maybe focus on one and pick the one where you think most of your donors are. Or if you are not sure about that, pick the one that feels the easiest to you to be posting in. So it might be that you feel much more comfortable posting in Instagram than in Facebook. So if you don't know where most of your donors are, then for the review, given that you might have limited time, focus then on Instagram in that case. And I want to highlight here, and I think I have written that also explicitly in the worksheet of today, that probably you have several social media profiles or social media accounts for your organization, and maybe you feel a bit overwhelmed that you need to post everywhere and respond everywhere and look for other people's posts everywhere, and that might become almost a full day engagement to be active on social media, and you might not really have the time for that in this moment. Maybe your team is not big enough to share this, and if you focus only on this, then you might not have enough time to do other things. Yeah, so my advice to you is pick one platform and be really good there, have really good posts there, really be engaged there with the people who are there, and don't try to do everything and then do it half. Also, keep in mind that even though there are tools that allow you to cross-post from Instagram to Facebook to LinkedIn to Twitter, the same kind of posts are not always suitable to all those platforms. So technically, it might be possible to cross-post, but that might not really have the desired impact on the people who are on that platform. Yeah, so a certain post that works well in Facebook might not really work well in Twitter or LinkedIn, for example. Yeah, so in that case, it's better just to focus on one of those platforms where you are the most comfortable and where your most of your donors are. And then you can always widen or expand your reach with other social media platforms when you grow, when your team grows, and when you see the results of one platform. Yeah, and then one tip, you also may have a personal profile on any of these platforms. So for example, if we're looking at Facebook, you have a personal profile there with also a cover photo and a profile picture. And you can indeed change your cover photo of your personal profile to show maybe a banner with a special campaign that your organization is doing. In your personal Facebook profile, you can also have a link to the website of your organization. You can mention that you're working there. So there are all sorts of links that you can make between your personal profile and your organization. And of course, you can share posts of your organizational page on your personal profile as well. So if you have time, check also whether you are using the space available on your personal profile for sharing information about your organization. And because it might be that your friends or friends of your friends might be interested in supporting you. And if you have this visible in your personal profile, they may be getting the information that they need to follow the organization or to support the organization. And so what are we going to do? Well, you're going to audit your organization's website, newsletter, and social media accounts. There's a worksheet with instructions and an audit sheet in Excel that you can use. And please make sure that you list all the action items where you think you might improve something. That could be a profile picture or a banner picture, cover photo. Could be that the contact information needs to be updated. Make sure that you list all the action items and then try to plan implementing some of the actions in the coming days so that you can already see impact of this in the coming days during the Focus Action Week. And then share your links in the Facebook group, maybe with some specific questions that people can look for. If you want people to check out specifically the text of your about page on your website, for example, please share that in the Facebook group so that others can help review your communication platforms, and also do the same for one of the other organizations. Review at least one of the links shared, because this is also going to help you look with an outsider's perspective to your own platforms once you have looked at somebody else's, and see what you can learn from that, what inspires you, and maybe what tips you have, and share your feedback to the other organization in the group. And that might seem that you're doing something for somebody else, which is of course nice, and it's of course true that you're doing this for somebody else, but at the same time, this is a very effective way of learning yourself, because you will look at the website or Facebook profile or other profile with fresh outsider's eyes, and when you go back to your own website or social media profile, then you will bring that outsider's look and maybe see your own accounts in a different light and maybe see some things that you thought are clear that maybe are not as clear as they need to be. Yeah, and also then take a look at your personal accounts and see if you can include there very easily information that links back to your organization. And then, try to reserve time in your calendar to review your action items weekly until they're done, and reserve time in your calendar maybe 6 weeks from now to do another audit of your communication platforms to really see if you have effectively addressed all the action items, and maybe you will see some more in-depth action items also maybe coming out of what we are going to be sharing in the Facebook group today. I would really invite you to the Facebook group to share your links, to follow a link, at least one link of somebody else, and do a review, and then bring your lessons learned back to your own organization. I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of links shared, and I will also try to review some of them. So looking forward to seeing you there, and for now wishing you good luck with your audit, and please do tell us what you have learned from that, what insights you have taken away.